One story Russian journalists have uncovered is that of Mikhail Khodorkovsky. He was once Russia's richest man, and he's Russia's most outspoken prisoner now. Khodorkovsky made his fortune as the head of the Yukos oil empire, which is now disbanded. He lost his fortune when he was convicted of tax evasion. He spent the past 7 years in prison, and now Khodorkovsky could face another 7 years on new charges. His second trial ended last week with a dramatic appeal. Masha Gessen is the editor of Russia's Snob magazine and the snob.ru website. She is now in Moscow. Masha Gessen, you have read Khodorkovsky's appeal. What did he say?
I have to say this is one of the best crafted and most articulate speeches I've ever read in my life. So he said a lot of things that I think will resonate. One of the things he said was that Russia has entered a period of stagnation. This is something that has been much discussed in Moscow since then. Something else he said was that he has faith in a just society and faith in his own rightness, which is something that his prosecutors lack. But I think that what will resonate most was his very simple statement that he doesn't want to die in jail, but if he has to, he will. And that willingness to face his fate head on and to sacrifice his life for what he believes in is something so rare and so striking in contemporary Russia that I think it will stay with people for a long, long time.
Masha, I mean, I wonder why these words are hitting you and others as they are, because here's a man who is bemoaning government corruption and the court system of Russia. He has been at the sharp end of the justice apparatus there, but he's also a man who made billions of dollars exploiting the dysfunctional system that he's castigating in this appeal.
I think that what makes Khodorkovsky different and what makes Khodorkovsky somebody that Russians are increasingly willing to listen to is not the fact that he exploited a dysfunctional system like many other people, but that unlike many other people, he made a choice to confront the system. He certainly had the option of leaving the country. He certainly had the option of pleading guilty. He certainly had the option of somehow making a deal with the regime that was trying to crush him. What he instead chose to do was to confront the regime and to address its key weaknesses in a way so sort of profound, so articulate, as to stand out from this whole sort of Russian society at the moment. No one else has done anything comparable, and no one else has been as articulate about Russia's problems as this man speaking from behind bars.
Who is listening to those words, then?
My sense right now is that a much larger number of Russians is listening to those words than one might have suspected. Just from watching the Russian blogs, from reading the papers, Khodorkovsky's speech has been discussed for the last week, and the discussion is showing no signs of stopping. This is remarkable for any speech given in a big country, especially in a country like Russia where information flow is severely impeded. And the entire country is going to be watching when the sentence comes down on December 15th.
Does anyone feel the after effects of his addressing the government this way?
This is a very difficult thing to gauge. Russia is an authoritarian society. Russia is a society in which, again, the flow of information is very tightly controlled. So what we have to go by is an anecdotal kind of gauge. Are we talking about it in our kitchens? Yes, we are. Are we talking about it in our blogs? Yes, we are. Are we waiting to hear what this man says next? Yes, we are. Are we waiting to hear what anybody else says next? Actually, no.
No, because?
No, because this is the only man who seems to be saying anything that is really thought through, really well articulated, and really addresses some of Russia's current ills.
Thank you very much, Masha Gessen in Moscow, editor of the Russian magazine Snob. Thank you again.
Thank you, Lisa.